Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, and I'm going to make a really big effort to try to keep it short tonight. Basically, one of the things happened, and it did impact my day. I saw a little blurb, you know, I saw on RT America, there was a guy does a thing called America's Lawyer, and I think it's Pompeo or something of the nature, his name. I think he's kind of pompous, actually. I don't like his program. I don't watch it or take any part of it simply because it seems you know, sensational and arrogant. But I do watch it on occasion when there's a particular topic of interest. Even most of those I kind of avoid. But today, it was of interest because he has one called Hidden Drone Strikes. And I thought, okay, let me check on this because the mentioning in there was of Daniel Hale. Because obviously he was the one of the whistleblowers and he's currently in prison. I think he's about roughly at 10% of his sentence has been served. He's been in for 4 or 5 months, approximately. But, you know, it's about just shy of 4 years or some of the nature that he has to be in prison. And again, from my understanding, he's in a SAMS, you know, Special Administrative Measures, meaning he's in isolation. He's being tortured. So I saw that. And what they showed, they dropped in, you know, a quick little image in the background of a presentation. He was at a presentation. I said, "Oh, I haven't seen that one." So I did a search for it and I found it. The irony is, it was from Code Pink, you know, and they are a group that a lot of the stuff I think is a little. I have a little trouble with being anti-war. I agree with, but I have a lot of trouble with them. However, you know, when they stand with people who say no, we should not be killing, you know, kids, families, whatnot. That's kind of not a good idea. You know, I stand with them. And so they had a presentation. The image quality, video quality that I found of it wasn't very good, but numerous speakers, and one of them was Daniel Hale. And he talked about, you know, the things he was doing, and again he was reminded of the fact that he thought he was doing the right thing, and that it finally got to him, which I think. That's the important thing, is you don't say, well, I am this way, I'm going to stay this way, logic, reason, whatnot. No, none of that. I will not repent. That's stupid. That's stupid. But, you know, he did, and obviously became the whistleblower. A lot of difficulties. But he mentioned in that talk, Brandon Bryant. I thought, well, that's interesting. Because obviously I've mentioned Brandon Bryant. One of my images and one of my voicemails is Brandon Bryant. And so I looked and I said, okay, I don't know if he has a website. I've never checked before. So I did. ProjectRedHand, .wordpress.com. And I found it. And it's old. It apparently hasn't been touched in a long time since. Looks like it started in August, November 2014, and last thing was August of 2015. So it's an old website. But of course, I did show the image I have of him is from a fairly recent interview when he talked about attempting suicide. But one of the things he mentioned in one of the interviews I saw, Brandon Bryant. Is when he talked about being part of the drone program and how it protected people. It could have been Daniel Hale said this. I could be wrong there. One of the two. I think it was Brandon Bryant. I'm pretty sure it was Brandon Bryant. He said one of the strong reactions, negative reactions he got, was from, as he termed it, right-wing Christian groups. And I thought, you know, that's unfortunate. But then, of course, brought up a couple things. One was, you know, many years ago, I used the expression that I'm so right-wing that in order to make a left turn, I have to go right three times. Because my understanding of right-wing or being conservative was the idea of striving to be correct, being obedient to Christ, being loving. And, you know, because that's how it was marketed. But the way it's marketed in reality are two different things. And once I got it through my thick skull, no, I'm sorry, I will not claim to be right-wing, nor will I claim to be conservative or any of those terms. You know, I do express the idea that I will say I'm an anarchist in context, in the sense that I will not put another man as my head or impose another man over somebody else's head. At the same time, I do submit to the Archy, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, you know, it has to be in context. And as I point out many times, the whole idea of anarchy is simply means without head or without leader, without a leader. And in around the 1800s, another definition was added. I mean, you can check this in dictionaries. Another definition was added, being violence. That's not what it means. But by giving it that connotation, giving it that definition, it will now say, oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to have the label of anarchist, because now that implies that I want violence. Not at all. It's I do not want to put another man as an authority over somebody else, impose an authority over somebody else, which is what voting is, or have another man become my head, because my head is the Lord Jesus Christ, period. But anyway, there's a maturing process in that. And two events came to mind, both of them during the time we were in Lexington in the late 1990s and early 2000s. There was a time we met with one of the associate pastors at his home, an event, you know, small gathering. It may have been our family alone. It may have been with a couple others. I don't remember. But there was something, a news event on the television, and yes, I think it was Clinton at the time, proposed a particular program or whatnot. And the gentleman said, oh, that sounds like a good idea. I don't remember what it was, but I said, no, it's not, because of this reason. Because it was an imposition of something. I don't remember the details, but what I remember was what sounded good, and he reacted as good, because I was a little bit more familiar with the subject. I could say, no, it's not, and this is why. And I think his response was, oh, perhaps I see that, or something of that nature. I don't know. I don't remember. But the point was, what I saw was that there's a difference between being, oh, this sounds good, it sounds loving and caring when the government would do this, that, or the other, which is easy to fall into, you know, guilty. But a maturing, and or at least an insight, and I would say at that point it was only to the point of insight. I don't think I had quite the maturing as I would, you know, I couldn't argue it then as I do now. What the proposal was very inappropriate. Another example around that time is when we had this little incident in Iraq, and we were at a gathering of a home I won't mention, and several people were around, several families, I think, and this was the moment, you know, on live television, where the that statue of Saddam Hussein was being pulled to the ground. And one gentleman there was, yeah, get him, kind of thing. And because I remember my reaction at the time. My reaction was silence, because I said, there's something wrong here. And I didn't know what it was. Of course, years later, I do know what it is. That event, you know, with pulling down the statue broke, and there was a point where somebody put, I think, like an American flag over his face or something of that nature, and you had a bunch of crowd. It was staged. It was strange. A camera crew was brought in and so forth, and the whole thing was, make sure we get a good video of this. So it was indeed stage. But there's other aspects of this. This was an invasion. An invasion of another country based on a lie. You know, the weapons of mass destruction, complete lie, complete fabrication, a known fabrication by those who are promoting it at the time. And it was promoted by the so-called Mockingbird Press. Why is it called the Mockingbird Press? Because of Operation Mockingbird, where the CIA infiltrated or put people within the news agencies in order to get across certain ideas. And of course, when they got caught with that, oh, they stopped that program. Did they really stop the program, or did they come up with a new one with a different name? I suggest B. But again, I remember that. And I think one of the things that has very much come to mind is that there's a maturing. It's, well, a great example, because I talked yesterday about the gentleman, Henry Whitney, who wrote this article that I expressed yesterday. And one of the things I found in some of the interactions I have with him, again, I have described him as someone who knows Greek a whole lot better than I do. And, I mean, a whole lot better. I mean, I can't speak it. I know words, and I look at definitions and relationships. But, you know, that's because I would suggest that's the important, it's important to at least get to that level in order to understand the scripture in depth. But that's another issue. But the point is, somebody like that, if I tell you that a particular word has this meaning, he's the kind of person to come and say, no, actually, you've got that wrong, because he has the skills to correct me. And I want those kind of relationships, because I want to be corrected where I'm wrong. Oh, careful. Shouldn't say that. It's offensive, isn't it? I want to be corrected where I'm wrong. And at the same time, what I need to do is to, well, you know, just simply the moment ago when I expressed the history of the word anarchy, I need to inspire and instill these things so people don't get fooled that anarchy means, you know, just simply violence. It doesn't. That anarchy is actually a good thing. Striving for short. Anyway, all these things happen. I did a little study on Daniel Hale, and then because he mentioned Brandon Bryant, I did a little study in him. Got to his website, and he has an article there, When Children Are the Enemy, the Drone Program and Children's Rights. And actually, I haven't read the article yet. It's here, and it's been extremely busy. But what got to me was the photo he used. The inscription. Pakistani tribesmen protest against U.S. drone attacks in the Pakistani tribal region. So we have this picture of some Afghans. And because Afghans typically dress differently than most Americans, we can look at them and it's so easy to say, well, somehow they're different, they're bad, they're beneath us. I'm sorry, that's completely not true. Those people are human beings created in the image of God. They speak a different language, they have a different culture, and so forth. But what they're showing, what they have, is a poster. It's the image I've showed you recently. It's the image that around 2012, 2013, a Muslim gentleman in Europe emailed me. This particular article was written in November 24th, 2014. So a little bit past the time I had that image already. And as I've expressed before, those images were used, I think it was in Syria or Lebanon or in that area, it may have been Iraq too. But so that poster has been around, was popular at the time. Because we were killing Afghans, Iraqis, Lebanese, I don't know how, the Israelis were doing most of this stuff in Lebanon. And of course, we're killing people in Syria, you know, including today. Well, again, Israel has been bombing Syria recently, but as well, they've done well over 200 attacks over the last couple of years against Syria. But, you know, Americans can't say that because we, anyway, because of Zionism. Again, Christian Zionism is non sequitur because they're opposites. Anyway, that's another issue. But I saw that image. And again, you know, there is so much that I do that's on Kozlowski.org on whistleblowers. And I've mentioned frequently, obviously, my All Hail the Whistleblower was, as I've described it, it was heart-wrenching to me. I've talked about, you know, is Manning the next McCorvey? That's been there for years. And obviously, I've done a lot on, you know, Julian Assange. Again, it's not because they're brothers in Christ. It's because they're human beings created in the image of God. And there's an issue about whistleblowers. Well, two issues. One, as I obviously call myself a repeat offender. But there's the other aspect of it. Because when I'm asking for somebody in leadership of the institutional church, or even within my family or extended family, to reconcile with me, if they were to do that, they effectively become a whistleblower. They will not be looked at well. So I need to do what I can, as I will stand with a Julian Assange, whose lifestyle is not very Christian, but he's a human being created in the image of God. And somebody who has been part of or continues to show a cold heart to me, to my family, and so forth, who basically is a persecutor of me. And if they say, okay, no, I'm going to change, I'm going to relent, I'll pursue reconciliations, I don't know, obedience to Christ, maybe as an act of love, that Matthew 5:24, or something of that nature. But if they actually say, yes, I want to do that, I'm going to have to go out of my way to do whatever I can to make it doable for them, to ease their efforts, to do it such that if they want to do it privately, I will. If it's just private between them and me, or if they want to just simply test the waters and examine, I think you're a bad person, I'll check. I want to hear your side of the story. If that's as far as it goes, I welcome that too. But anyway, saw this, you know, again, there's a real big difference between RT International and RT America. RT America will do some things that are interesting, but pretty much they're Fox News or CNN. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. But when I saw this and brought up, obviously, Daniel Hale, who I have a lot of respect for. And then he mentioned Brandon Bryant, who, again, the photo's there. You'll have the links on the website. And I thought about my history and some interactions I've had with people. And then I saw the photo. It's kind of like, this is a big deal. Daniel Hale gets mentioned once in a while. So he right now is in prison in isolation. He's being tortured. And that's not a good thing. I do wonder about Brandon Bryant. Has he recovered? Or is he, you know, having severe problems? I don't know. Because one of the things that's so important, you know, I think a lot of times people will get into situations where they believe they're going, well, especially the story, Daniel Hill's story about it, the letter that I read. Oh, by the way, because I was curious, I looked on YouTube, you know, looked stuff on Daniel Hill. Went page after page after page after page after page. A lot of stuff. A lot of stuff about non-Daniel, you know, there's somebody else with similar names. But went through page after page after page. I mean, I went through hundreds. And then I said, okay, my video hasn't shown up. So I put it as just text. You know, the whole title. Looked. It wasn't there. Then I put the title in quotes, and it did show up. But I, you know, well, because, you know, at this very moment, if we go to, you know, because it's continuing to be watched. Right now it's at 403 views on BitChute. On YouTube, it's less than 10. And I said, okay, you know, I looked at my YouTube page. With the exception of, well, I think there's like three, but the one, the on Theonostas, when people, because you do a search for pronounce Theonostas, and I'm the number two result. And when I checked a long time ago, the other one is the Abdullah Issa and the other gentleman. Oh, now I'm really troubled. I'm really, really troubled. Anyway, the video I did, the short video about the two people, and I talked about wanting to make sure I remembered their names. So I used their names. So if I look, my number one video, Amran Dakhnish and Abdullah Issa, you know, 309 views. Number two, the Theonostas with 143. Then marriage, divorce, remarriage, adultery, mercy, which has got 100 views. And then it drops from there. You know, I got a few, a couple more at 90, then 50, then very quickly it's 20 and even less. I do think there's a real possibility I am shadow banned on YouTube. Because, like I say, the things that you search for, you know, simply don't show up. Whereas on BitChute, I get traffic. You know, when I checked on the various foundation series, 2, 3, maybe 5 views. And most every one of them on BitChute was a couple hundred in the first week, and now most of them are roughly, well into the 300s, a lot of them 400s. You know, the Kaiser Kurios one is at 458. So, you know, I do think, again, it is manipulation. It really is. But that's a separate point. The fundamental thing was that picture that really got to me. Because how much was that picture somewhat embellished? You know, because I did see there's another photo of that era where the impression is a dad is looking at his daughter at the moment her head is being blown off. And it's, you know, the panic look. That seemed a bit staged. And so my guess is that one may have been photoshopped or something was amiss with that one. And of course, I haven't seen it except maybe one time. Because, you know, it's quite obvious. There are a whole lot of times when you see an event, oh, a horrible event that happened in this place in the Middle East or somewhere. They say this happened just now and it was actually from years ago and it's from somebody else, somewhere else. It is one image, because I actually had a dialogue a couple years ago with somebody who used a photo of I think they said it was Europe, or they may have said it was Middle East or whatnot, or Sri Lanka. And they said it was Muslims and it was Buddhists. The text of what they put attributed to the photo did not match what was said. So it was a complete lie. And the same person also was praising the wall that is there between the Gaza Strip and the rest of Israel. Because it's, you know, it makes the Berlin Wall look kind of wimpy. I mean, this is a wall, and it's cruel. And especially, look at it, you know, like the aerial photos of it. It's kind of, because as is often described, the Gaza Strip is an open-air prison camp. Because the inhumanity of the country of Israel towards the people in the Gaza Strip is tremendous. And yes, there are a whole bunch of Christians there. There are churches there. There are a whole bunch of Christians there. And you say, well, Christian Zionism, you're a fool. But anyway, I'm getting off at other things. And I was going to be short, and I'm not doing good in this. The photo made it really hit me. Brandon Bryant is a human being created in the image of God. Daniel Hale is a human being created in the image of God. And this may come as a shock to a whole lot of people in the institutional church, especially in leadership. I'm a human being created in the image of God. And if you think of me as your enemy, remember, Christ was asked, who's my neighbor? And then he gave the story of the Good Samaritan. Who's your neighbor? The enemy. And you're supposed to love them. And his command was, go and do likewise. My lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore, I love you.